The new news with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. News so new, it almost didn't happen. Celebrities, entertainment, and gossip.
Yeah, let's go.
Would you be quiet?
No, let him keep singing.
And the rock is red.
Are you serious?
Why are you doing this?
The bombs bursting.
Just let him finish.
In
you know who he's singing for, right?
I have no idea.
Abdul.
Who's Abdul?
Abdul, not Ideal.
Who's he?
You know who Abdul is? He was one of the biggest promoters in D.C.
And what happened to him?
He's back home.
Back home from where?
Being locked
he's
up.
Out.
Hang on for a
second. Hey, get him.
Well, where was he?
That's how I'm saying you look like you're going to have Abdul's welcome home party.
When is this welcome home? He having a welcome home party?
I don't know. But
when did he get out?
I was told he came home this week.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
So he must have been where? In prison.
I'm going to be taking over some issues.
So he would have
Flex, what's happening, baby? There you go.
So
you know,
how
like,
long has he been gone? Right
Was it 3 or 4 years?
Why is he home so early?
He probably good told behavior. Somebody.
You mean good behavior like snitching?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know he home.
Was
he only had like 5 years to do.
He
did, I think
that
he
was only five?
Yeah.
Oh, he did like 4 3.
Yeah.
Dang. And then you do probation for the rest of the
year. Yeah.
So he's home.
He home.
Oh,
when I was told he was home, came home this week.
What the fuck? This city, y'all.
I don't think so, man.
Not
I don't think
he's probation.
Getting back in the. I don't think he's gonna get back in the club game.
You don't think so?
Nah.
He Why might be he? On home.
He still got club money. What do you need for? Do something different.
Oh, that,
well,
that's
he was saying people doing state
prison. It's not the same DC though. It's not the same. You know, DC gets that big clubs. You don't have that anymore. You got little lounges, little pocket places here and there. You don't have like the huge clubs. Like you used to have DC Live and Dream was Dream. You don't have that anymore in DC.
So what is it now? I mean, I didn't.
Small ass
then.
Clubs.
Small
like
lounges. There's 50 people looking packed like it's 500,000 people in the picture. Mm-hmm. And you walk in, you touch the back wall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he's probably on home monitor or house arrest. So he can't really go do the club thing anyway.
No.
Yeah, he can.
How?
Have you got a curfew?
You
got
to be
nah.
in the house at 8 o'clock. Nah. What kind of club are you going to go to?
Nah. He might make some business moves during the day, but he's not going out.
No, not out. Hang out in the street.
Yeah. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Welcome to the new news.
Oh, even, we've been.
Yeah, we've been recording.
Recording all this time.
We started when you were singing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we what had to happened? Hear that.
I think I cursed too.
You did.
You did?
Oh. I'll take care of it.
What's
that.
Up, oh. everybody?
That's not LeVar Arrington.
No.
That's Eben
Gregory. I can't even hear myself.
Can you feel yourself?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I can't hear myself.
Donna.
That's Donna Briggs.
That's Donna Briggs.
Does this thing even work?
What?
Good thing.
Why do you have to have a headset on? I'm just curious.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can
you're
hear
talking,
you.
Man.
Yes, we hear you, honey. Yes.
I mean, but can you hear me on the thing?
Yes, you're recording.
The lines are going
What's
up and down.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, it's me, Hercules, Strunks, man, the radio. LeVar's not here yet. He's doing
1% things of the sort.
So this portion of the new news mm-hmm. is being brought to you by...
That's how we're going to come in. We'll just...
Yeah, let's go.
Oh,
I'm not going to wait for him, are we?
No.
Okay, well, it's being brought to you by EbenGregory.com.
Celebrity news
on
steroids. That's strong news.
Is it
Lance Armstrong?
Lance Armstrong. Strong.
All right.
And speaking of strong, guess who just got stronger?
Uh-oh. Who?
We've got a black man down.
Down?
Down.
Going down or
going
just down?
Down. Orlando Jones
is
not
no.
strong enough not to put that dress on.
Okay.
That's
so you
right,
guys
everybody.
Need to get fitted, okay?
What?
Fitting one for you, Hercules,
no, you're not
and
either.
You Eben and LeVar. Everybody's going to have a nice little trio. You guys can have a nice dress on.
Never.
I'm thinking.
Never.
Because you guys can take it to a whole nother level here. I have a seamstress. You guys can do that.
No.
I'm thinking you in sequence.
EJ. You got that one, huh?
Yeah, I see, said the blind man. And so your boy Orlando Jones has decided to put on the dress, and he is now. Are you ready for this, Donna Briggs?
What?
He is the new Madea.
Okay, so what is he playing, in a role or something?
Yeah, he's Madea. He's Madea.
So Tyler Madea. What about Tyler Perry?
Did you call him Para?
Tyler Perry.
Perry, yeah. No,
so what he
is no longer playing Medina. I meant
Medina.
Medina.
Medina. Medina. So he wants to not do the dress thing anymore.
Yeah. So he's too busy with his new projects on Oprah's own network.
She needs something.
That's true. So Tyler says, "It is with mixed emotion that I announced that I will be unable to portray Madea in the next chapter in her journey. The character has been such a gift, and it was my hope and intention to play this role again in the upcoming film, but due to my prior commitments and due to the exciting new ventures I'm launching with OWN and the Discovery Communications channel, I must now put all of my energy into our new slate of shows that will launch on the network later this year." So,
okay, what's the real story here? The real story is he took the dress off and no one wanted to go see that movie.
What?
Remember the movie he just did?
Oh, yeah.
And no one wanted to go see it because they're so used to him being in a dress.
Yeah. Or he got tired of people cracking jokes about he was...
Nah, I don't think that's it.
You know what I'm talking about. Gay jokes.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Because everybody knows he's gay in Atlanta. That's public knowledge.
Is he signed to Arista too?
No, he's not, but it's public knowledge he's in Atlanta and he's gay. Like, most people who live in Atlanta are gay.
I definitely think he's got sugar in his
tank. Oh, yeah, he has
I'm not hating on him for it, but I thought he got tired of the jokes.
No, I just think he got tired of wearing a dress. He didn't have to do it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Pass the dress on. You guys are next.
To Orlando Jones.
Everybody. Kevin Hart.
Everybody's
getting
a dress.
Orlando Bloom.
Man. So why not you guys? I mean,
I'm not putting on no dress.
No.
$50 million is right here on the take for you guys.
Morals come before
money. So $100 million for you.
Morals come before
money. So you said if I had $100 million right here to check, $100 million, you would not put on the dress.
You would put the dress on for $5 million.
I said $100 million.
Not $5 million.
Yes, you would.
Not $5 million.
$5 million.
$5 million.
Straight up.
What about 10?
Oh, for sure.
Ten.
He's getting in.
Oh, okay.
He's getting in the dress for $5 million.
He's probably getting it for $2.
Tell you that.
Whoa, hey,
really? All right, Pepco car.
I'll give you a soda and some potato chips. Get in this dress, sure.
Don, I thought we were cool.
I can't believe this clown's putting on a
dress.
Why? He kind of needs it though.
Oh, Orlando.
Yeah, because after Drumline, it just...
Well, I've never heard. What did he do? Could you please explain?
Drumline.
I
never saw him.
Orlando Jones used to be on... Remember the show Mad TV?
Yeah, he used to be on Mad TV.
He used to be on Mad TV. He used to be really...
Was he funny?
He used to be really funny.
So what happened?
He got on Drumline, and Nick Cannon outshined him in that movie because he was the music director, and he acted real stuck up and bougie.
So what happened to the guy after Drumline? Which I never saw the movie Drumline.
Nothing.
You never saw Drumline?
No.
Come on.
She's in the 1%.
I never saw it. I never even heard of the guy. I remember you mentioned him. I'm like, who's he?
You heard of Nick Cannon.
I heard Nick Cannon because he's married to who? Mariah Carey.
He's in the 1%.
Hello.
0.5%.
That's who you fancy yourself after?
Not really. No. I'm more of a Diana Ross type of woman.
Oh, for real.
Yeah, I
wouldn't say that too loud.
I like her.
I really wouldn't say that too loud.
Yeah, okay, Donna. Well, another black man down.
Okay.
What's your jewelry on that, Evan?
You know what?
How much is he getting paid for this dress thing?
I don't know,
but
I'm sure the check is...
It's
Madea. I'm sure he's got to get what? How much you think
he
gets on for like
very
that?
Very cheap, well, as far as paying.
How much?
About 12.
$1 million?
No.
$12,000?
Yeah. No.
No way.
Realistically, what do you think a role like that would pay?
About 1.2.
Tyler, you think he's going to get $1 million to play Madea?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I think he will. It's Tyler.
No.
You know how many people love Madea?
Yeah, but they love Tyler Perry.
It don't matter, but people are going to pay to see how bad Orlando Jones is.
Well, he's not
going to
be bad.
Yes, he is too.
Did you see the picture of him?
I don't want to. No.
Did he look nice?
Convincing? No. He didn't look nice at all.
No.
So it wasn't convincing.
I think my jewelry here
is
Drag is when a man will wear everything a lesbian won't. Free jewelry.
Drag is when a man.
That's right. Think about it. Play it over. Replay it.
Lesbian. You mean a lesbian lesbian or a lipstick lesbian?
What?
What?
A lipstick lesbian or a lesbian lesbian?
I'm not familiar with the term.
A lipstick lesbian looked like me, so you would never know if they were a lesbian. Or are you talking about
So what are you
dyke?
Saying about yourself?
No, I'm just saying they look like me.
What does that mean?
People can't see you right now. Describe yourself.
They know. They can Google me. Donna Briggs.
Good answer.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, don't hit me. Lavar Arrington here.
I just got my hair done.
You know what?
And I got fitted for my dress today.
Next story.
And speaking of ball so hard.
What? That wasn't a good
one. No. Did you see how he looked around? Yeah, like, somebody gonna say it. Somebody gonna say it.
Oh, man. The big homie, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. is out here balling. He just launched Rock Nation Sports.
You should have launched that when I was playing sports.
That's right. He is now a sports management firm.
Oh, cool.
But,
But.
Oh, go ahead.
But what?
I'm waiting for the but.
There's no but.
It is.
No.
He can't represent football players yet.
Why not?
Well, he's working on that.
So he's trying to get a contract with the NFL.
He has to get the license.
Yeah, he's got to get a license. So this week he announced that he has partnered with CAA to launch Rock Nation Sports. And the company's first client will be New York Yankees second baseman.
Yankees second baseman
Robinson Cano.
Paid. He's about to get paid.
According to ESPN, if Hov decides to become a full-fledged sports agent, he would have to relinquish his ownership of the Brooklyn Nets, which shouldn't be hard to do.
Because he don't own much of it anyway.
1% of 2% of 1.00%, which is pi, 3.14.
If
you didn't know that.
There you go.
Mr. Carter says, because of my love of sports, it was a natural progression to form a company where we can help top athletes in various sports the same way we've been helping artists in the music industry for years. Cano added, at this point in my career, I am ready to take a more active role in my endeavors on and off the field.
The Rock.
And I am confident that the pairing of Rock Nation Sports and CAA Sports will be essential in helping me accomplish my short and long-term goals.
So,
I am making this important decision now so I can keep focused on helping the Yankees succeed in 2013 while minimizing any distractions for me and my teammates.
Hence, I'm getting paid.
According to the word on the streets, mm-hmm. although he's not licensed to talk to football players.
This is the one that's interesting.
He is courting the one, the only, Victor Cruz from the New York Giants.
Okay.
And he's going to get paid too.
So he's in the process of getting his license.
For the football piece.
Yeah, for the football.
Yeah, so he's got it for the baseball.
He's got Major League Baseball.
Yeah, so he's getting himself ready. So when he gets his license, he already has people lined up.
Right. Well, he's got some people signed. He's got one person. Well, you're not listening to me.
I'm talking about the football. He doesn't have his licensing for that.
No.
That one person, that 10%, 12% he's going to get,
that's a lot of scratch.
Nice. Yeah,
that's good money.
Nice. Because Robinson will get at least a $150 million contract.
If he doesn't fall down and hurt.
No. Baseball is guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So when you sign a $150 million contract, you get a $150 million contract.
Good.
And if you get traded to another team, you still get $150
million. They have to honor your contract?
They have to pay it.
Or the previous team pays your contract.
Unless they work it out where they buy out part of your contract and your current team pays part of it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, cool.
They can split the cost.
Sounds like a plan.
No.
That's why I tell kids, play baseball.
Yes.
Paid. Guaranteed money.
So now he's managing Beyonce. He's managing
Robinson Cano.
He's looking at Victor Cruz.
Who's you think next? LeBron might be next?
No.
I don't think so.
LeBron ain't stupid.
What about D-Wade?
No.
You know, he left his man's man. He's with...
They're going to stay with the man.
That's right. He's with the man.
Yeah. They're going to stay with the man.
All right.
What does that smell? Is that your perfume?
No. It's not.
I'm trying to figure out what is this microphone? What's going on? Something.
I think it's the mic. Your face is like buried.
What is your jewelry? Sheesh.
I tell you what, if everybody thinking about going into management, here's what you need to know. The secret of successful managing is to keep the five guys who hate you away from the four guys who are undecided.
Yes.
I got that.
I got Free that. Jewelry.
Got that. Yeah. All right.
Finally, some jewelry we can understand.
Yeah, you can wear that, Donna. Hold that.
I'm holding it right here.
And on that note,
what's up, everybody? I'm Lavar Arrington.
We are going to take a break.
I've got on a pair of man oats.
You know what? We're going to take a break.
And my fitted bodysuit dress.
No, I don't. I'm not coaching.
You lost that one. That went too far.
I think it's funny.
We'll be back.
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVar and Eben, on Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.
I'm the black pill in the matrix of saturated life. They say life is what you make it, so I wait quick on a spaceship so I can take it. It's high as the stakes get when paper get low. I be telling Derek, tell Kara, get us a show. Little calm, I make righteousness this get low. The richest man ain't necessarily the wicked with dope. They say you went wild, yeah, that's what they say. My niggas couldn't tell it was me like Jamie and Ray. Painting the day with focus, grind, bras and good wine. They say dope is sour, so it's homework and hood crimes. I stood mine for forever and a day, so goodbye. They never could say, tell OJ.
They say what's happening, we say the bags, and then they lie. We coming back for them, they might say, but they don't know. They say, they yeah. don't
You see, my life was kinda simple like Nicole in Paris, till I started making dollars like I rolled with Paris. Then we went our separate ways like a null in the mass, cause they talk behind my back even worse than the past. Cause while I tried to make it happen, they preferred an excuse, and that rubbed me the wrong way like a pervert masseuse. Cause nothing free about juice when you go to the market, so how you use a mind just a corner of the market. Now I'm more of a target than the items on target. And matter of fact, homie, I'm tired of talking. So if you got them killers, what you need to do is send one. Otherwise, start calling me Ben, cause I've been one. Cause coins getting stung ain't in this package deal, so I'm screening on my call like the Actors Guild. And since I can, the hood is even higher than Dre Day. I could give a damn about the things that they say.
They say what's happening, we say the facts, and then they lie. We coming back with them, they might say, but they don't know. They say.
Luther with dreams, the young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend, a story of change that came with wings. Pretty is the skyline, the sky is my eye line. Son of the most, so from up high I shine. Suited and proud, I stay mellow like Lala. Young fresh with dollars, ladies go gaga. I'm the cum laude, top of the class. Black Wall Street, so my stock will never crash. Giving what I ask, pure religion and cash. For the windows that open, I'm raising my glass. Daylight beams, nightlife schemes. This is my inception, I'm writing my
my dreams. Immortal view of a star doing what I'm born to do. I see the blue sky, say the Lord's coming through. Started with a dream, I wanted to be Run DMC. The Lord put the blessing upon DMC. O to the M, dreams were spoken to him. That's when I knew my flows would overflow to the rim. Open my eyes, yes sir, this is what I made for. To go hard in the paint like D-Wade or D-Rose. From the same streets that we rose. International heroes at world primo. Red carpet magic, taking pictures with the president. Totem for healthcare, my music is the medicine. My name holds weight, I am never hesitant. Different state resident, this is hood elegance. SLS classic, pursuing my passion. Known for fashion, now I'm Oscar party crashing. Immortal view of a star doing what I'm born to do. I see the blue sky, say the Lord's coming through. Coming through, coming through, coming through, coming through, coming through, coming through. Dreams that we had high. Even now it don't seem so bad, ma. Close my eyes to see things in front of me. I'm gone now, imagine what I'm gonna be. Dirty to worthy, now I'm all worthy. I'm brought up in Paris, looking all purdy. A mortal view of a star doing what I'm born to do. I see the blue sky, say the Lord's coming through. Ah,
top stories.
What's up, everybody? I'm LeVar Arrington. I just got my dreads done. I've been shaking them in the back. I'm Lil Wayne. Long as my dreads love me.
Oh my gosh, help me, people.
Oh man.
What are you doing?
Donnie, you just came from the gym. She just came from the gym.
I'm stretching. Can I stretch?
That's how she. That's her workout.
But you can't
clothes.
Do this, her.
Dude. Don't think I want to. Oh,
hey, this next segment is brought to you by XP.
Extreme Precision.
That's right.
Train like the pros.
Donnie, do you train like the pros when you're in the gym?
Sure do.
Do that stretch again.
Do you have a trainer?
Ow!
That is weird.
Know what that means. Yeah.
No, I have a trainer that comes in sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like when I do my bike ride, I'll train for like 2 weeks before I do
it. 2 weeks?
Yeah, before I do my bike ride with my trainer. I do a 65-mile bike ride.
Really?
For charity.
For real?
From Pennsylvania to Atlantic City.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
What part of Pennsylvania?
Philadelphia.
Philly?
Yeah.
So you get on the AE Express?
Yes. Like they closed everything down from Philly.
Right.
To
right. 65 miles. You do that one day?
Yeah. It takes like 5 hours to do it.
Do you stop?
I try not to because I don't want to take too long.
That means you have a lot. Is the hills involved in this?
No. Maybe 3 or 4 hills. It's not a big.
Man, it's the expressway. It's no hills on the expressway.
So but going most of the time, you're just coasting. You're not necessarily pedaling.
No, you're pedaling.
No, she's got to pedal.
You have to
pedal. It's flat. You got to pedal.
And somewhere. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's like maybe 95 degrees.
I just don't see you doing that, though.
Okay.
I want to.
I'm a woman of many talents. nice. And skills.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Hey, now.
Well, that's a nice transition, Donna, because speaking of women with many talents.
You all right today, brother?
No.
No. I'm distracted. That's this perfume. I don't know what it is.
I don't have any perfume on. Do you smell anything over here?
I do smell you.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's good, but it's overpowering.
I don't have any on. It's body wash.
Oh, come on, dog. What kind of body wash is that?
It's perfume. That's that body wash.
1% body wash.
I don't have any.
From where, Donna?
From Chanel.
There it is. 1% body wash.
Yeah. You got your Superwoman shirt on
today. I don't have a Superwoman shirt. Anytime I have a shirt, I can't help it if I'm well endowed.
Yeah.
Any shirt is a Superwoman shirt. I can't help it.
All righty, Donna. Pilar Sanders. She can't help it. She has apparently snagged a new sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Guy she's been getting money from.
That's right. While Deion Sanders has moved on with Tracy Edmonds, insiders claimed his estranged wife Pilar has also found herself a new boo.
Good. And Pilar's, he's giving her money too on a regular basis.
Pilar's sugar daddy is a very low key, very wealthy individual who prefers to keep his love life under wraps.
Good for him.
I'm told that this recording executive based in Louisiana reaches into his deep pockets frequently to often lavish Pilar with gifts and trips and faraway exotic locales.
And that's
locales.
What's supposed to happen.
The multi-millionaire record label owner also reportedly laces Pilar children.
Joran. Where you from Louisiana?
Churins and them.
Churins. I think he's from Louisiana.
He is lacing Pilar's children with gifts, including custom t-shirts.
Custominc.com.
Custominc.com.
Is it embroidered or something?
I'm also told that Pilar's sugar daddy is not picking up her legal tab, but he is paying for everything else, including a recent trip to Miami on a private jet.
Ooh. That his company paid for, so he really didn't pay anything.
Tax write-off.
So I have given you some
clues. So how much money has he really given her?
He's from Louisiana.
Maggie said,
embroidered t-shirts and a company jet. Okay.
He's a record exec. And he's given Pilar's children t-shirts with the acronyms YMCMB.
We all we got.
So who do you think I'm talking about, Donna?
I am not a human. Part two.
What are you talking about?
Albums in stores. Or I got a big star on my forehead in my head.
Nope.
Ooh. Is it Slim?
Slim.
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 Wow. Ooh. New bowl with cornrows.
That's right.
Who?
Slim. Slim is baby's brother.
Baby Slim. Who?
Baby. Birdman.
Birdman.
Birdman, Lil Wayne's boyfriend.
Daddy.
That's his boyfriend. You don't kiss your daddy in the mouth. That's his lover. Okay, that's his not daddy. That's his lover. Okay, you don't kiss your daddy in the mouth with your tongue. Come on.
So, she is now taking charity.
She's not charity. Slim.
Yeah, that is charity.
From Slim.
Yeah.
It's not charity. You think that's charity?
You know,
Slim.
Slim.
Wow.
So why wouldn't he pay her legal fees?
Well,
I don't get that.
That's
not his problem.
It's like she owes like $1 million.
Oh.
That's not.
Well, he don't like her that much then.
Well, he's giving her charity.
He's giving her t-shirts for her kids.
Well,
I mean, that's really not exciting.
Her hand. He's giving something for her hand.
Like what?
You know,
Slim.
Money.
They never said how much money.
He's rich. He's super rich.
Yeah, he's rich, but doesn't mean he's really doing that much.
Oh, but that's how they do. It'd be nothing. That'd be like you giving me $1. Or no, it'd be like you giving me $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It'd be nothing for
Donna,
you.
Donna, can I have $1,000?
Oh,
no,
she probably
problem,
got that in her
girl.
Purse.
I sure did. You want it?
Please.
No problem.
Please.
You know, I did a charity walk the other day.
Yeah?
Somebody asked for charity and I walked away.
Home.
Do you see what I did there?
Yeah.
Anna, that was a nice setup. Woo-hoo, but that is not the free jewelry in this particular situation.
I was going to say.
And this goes out to all you charity cases, a.k.a. baby mamas, a.k.a. flatbackers, a.k.a. ladies of the night, mm-hmm, looking for a sponsor, looking for charity. I want you to know this.
Don't look at Eben Gregory because he's not giving me a dime.
No, that's not it. The difference between a outstretched palm and a helping hand is the flip of the wrist. Free jewelry.
Got it.
I get it.
I got it. I got it.
Okay.
That's right, Dawn.
Great.
All right, you're 2 for 2, brother.
Actually, three for three.
I'm 3 for 3. There you go. All right, what else you got?
What's speaking of...
Spreaking?
I don't know what's going on.
Boy! Yeah.
I think I'm
back. You're 4 for 4 and 3 for 3.
You got the chewing and you're spreaking?
I think it's that Chanel body wash you got.
Mystified.
That mango coconut.
No, no, don't do that again. What you just did. Don't do that again. Did you catch what she did?
No, yeah, I see her.
So don't do that anymore.
To adjust herself.
One and two and three. Yeah. And don't do that anymore.
Actually,
you can do it again.
What were we talking about?
You said spreaking.
Speaking.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Moving on, your boy Kid Cudi announced he has left good music.
Before you go into this,
who's Kid Cudi?
Nobody. Does it really matter that he left good music? In your
who's
opinion?
Good music?
Kanye.
Yeah,
Lakers.
I mean, where is he going now?
Where did he go when he was on good music? Nowhere.
He had one
hit song, Day and Night.
Very eclectic music.
Day and Night. That was his only hit.
Well, he's had some other hits.
Such as?
Mixtapes don't count.
Let me see.
Exactly.
Thank you.
He had one hit,
Can
Day
you
and
name
Night.
One, please, Mr.
Lamborghini
Even
of Mercy.
That's not Kid Cudi.
I thought that was Kanye West.
Well, he's on the song.
No, he's not. He's on the remix.
Let me see.
That's Big Sean.
Please Don't Shoot Me Down.
What? Like I said, name another hit.
They need to play that in Chicago. They should just play that in the streets. Please Don't Shoot Me Down. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
He says, I'm announcing that I'm no longer on good music. This is something no one really knows. Me and Kanye were on the phone the other day, and we were talking, and these things that I've been wanting to do, I started talking to him about it. I told him I want to start my own direction, and he got it because, you know, he's starting his own new path. We're trying new things as artists. So he was like, man, I feel you. I feel you. He was like, you know, it's cool. So now I'm going to focus on Wicked Awesome. I also want to focus on my artist, King Chip, and that's it.
No Chip.
I don't want to have a full label of artists. I just want to work on Chip and keep my sound out there and keep riding that Cudi train. This is just a business move, a business decision. There's no beef, and there's no problems with anyone on the label. It's all love.
And there shouldn't be any beef because he has no hits.
He's got hits, man.
Name one hit.
He's not selling. He didn't sell any records.
Could you name one hit, please?
Please Don't Shoot Me Down.
Okay, so I've never heard of that. Have you?
I've heard of it, but it wasn't a hit.
Okay, if I haven't heard of it, it's not a hit.
Day and Night was a hit. That was a hit.
Let me see.
Please Don't Shoot.
His first single was a hit.
Kid Cudi.
Exactly. Look him up. Google everything. Unless you count mixtapes hits, then he doesn't have anything of significance other than Dana. He has a ton of mixtapes out. That's how he got discovered.
All right, let's see. Best songs for Kid Cudi. All right.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're going to know these joints as soon as I say it. Oh. All right. Day and Night.
I doubt it.
And I say Day and Night?
See? You said that.
Look at him. Exactly.
Day and Night, the remix.
Exactly. Day and Night.
Day and Night, the triple remix.
The trilogy.
Okay.
Solo Dolo.
No, it's not a hit.
I haven't heard of it.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Sky Might Fall.
It's not a hit.
Cudi Zone. It's not a hit. Make her say,
That's Isn't Master that Master P? I know that's Master P.
Well, that's it.
Fuck up, everybody! I'm Brolic, and I'm standing Brolic, in windows.
I'm L.A.
I'm Brolic, and I stand in windows. And I What's try up, to jump everybody? In the middle of shows because I'm the PD, and What's I up, can do that. And he's late trying to jump in. We know we should end this segment right now.
What's up, everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, God.
You're here.
What's going on? D-Braves.
Hey!
What's happening?
What's up, everybody?
Hello, Evan Gregory, you funny mother effer, you.
Oh, man, you not. Wait till you hear how funny I was in the first segment.
What's up, knee high, strongest knee high man in the world? What's happening? Boy, you can't get him from the knees up, but I'll tell you what, from the knees down, he's going to whip you out. I said some crazy stuff.
That wasn't
nice. I felt really mad about myself, really. I was glad that it was just me.
Why are you picking on you?
Because, you know.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, man?
We were just talking about Kid Cudi leaving good
name,
music.
Name another hit from Kid Cudi other than Day and Night.
You know what? I'm on the Pursuit of Happiness is my favorite See? Song by him.
Oh, totally. He knows him.
I didn't say that. I didn't say your favorite song. I said another hit.
Wow. That's a hit. That's a hit.
Okay.
An enigma.
Never mind.
See?
An enigma.
Never mind.
Oh.
Crush of it. Little bit. Don't know words. Haven't listened to it in a while, but it is a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It.
So it's all love over there. Good music.
That's good.
Good music. Kanye West is just losing right now, except with Kim Kardashian.
Well,
I mean, isn't Jay-Z done with him?
Mm-hmm. Jay's been done with him though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Kanye don't is matter. On his own.
It don't matter.
He's talented enough to be on his own though.
For how long?
Forever.
Now especially going? Now that it's out that he's not writing his rhymes.
Who's not?
But
Who's
he
Kanye?
Can go back to making
it.
I'm dead serious.
But he could go back
Yo,
to,
I'm dead serious.
He can go back to just making tracks. He can always just go back to making tracks.
Yeah, he'll be dope. He's not writing his rhymes.
Who's writing his rhymes?
Pusha T's been writing his rhymes, and he has other writers.
Well, Pusha T will continue to write his rhymes.
Exactly, but Kanye has not been writing his rhymes for a long time.
It don't matter. He sells records.
Dr. Dre never wrote his rhymes.
But Dr. Dre's a producer. And
he's a billionaire now.
Yeah, but he was an R&B
God
singer first.
God bless you, Dr. Dre. I'm coming with you. I was just with Maryland football team. Shouts out to Coach Etzel and the Maryland football team.
I wasn't.
They weren't screaming on the kids.
You see my Maryland Pride hoodie?
How's that feel? To be another Big Ten rival in your conference and you're wearing their
There's a simple explanation for this.
It's checks.
When I look at my address, it has Maryland on it.
Okay.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
Hey!
Don't hate me.
I had to ask that.
I want to see. Here's what I've learned living here for as long as I have, and being in this community. There is a wealth of talent beyond belief here. Basketball wise, football wise, musically,
baseball.
Everything you can think of.
I said baseball.
That bit of talent exists here.
Right.
And I would love nothing other. Being where I'm from, what I used to see was people stay and do things in their hometown. Like, you had hometown pride. So even though I'm not from here, born and raised, you know, my kids are here, obviously. I have roots here based upon me growing up as a young adult into a graying man now. So I want to see
gray,
this.
Man?
Yeah, I'm graying. Oh. I'm graying. All of us can't, you know, keep that natural black
Grecian.
Please. I know you did that. You was just in here with the Beijing number 9.
Negative, buddy.
Okay. So anyways, do you use Beijing number 9, Donna?
No, I didn't.
You're blonde. That's Beijing. Beijing is all dark though, isn't
that's
it?
That's dark.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like black. Really black.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good. I heard you fell. Bust your ass.
You know what?
I know. They were like, oh my gosh, you guys sue us. Remember when I fell in the
stage?
I
just hope when you fell, you made sure you fell on your front. Like, you didn't fall on your back. I just hope that you tucked and rolled so that you
I didn't have a chance
fall,
to tuck and
your
roll.
Fall.
It was a patch of oil in the station, and I slipped back. Ah, hit my head on a box.
No.
You hit your head?
On a box.
Well, that was okay. Your head can handle it, too.
And on that note, I screamed in horror.
I think I
would. Did you scream in horror?
No.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't.
Wow. Are you okay now?
I'm okay.
Did you bruise yourself?
Limp. It's a slight limp going on.
You have a slight limp right now?
Slight limp.
Dang. Right. You putting it on the fall. You ain't gonna put it on nothing else.
Oh my god.
You ain't gonna put that slight limp on nothing else.
Now.
Alright. Are we going into a break?
We're trying to.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Alright, let's go to a break. You're listening to
He didn't give his jewelry yet. How you gonna see?
Get your jewelry.
What were we talking about?
Sorry.
Kid Cudi.
Jeez.
Leaving good music.
If you never heard of him, who cares?
What
free
is
jewelry.
The jewelry here.
The jewelry here. This is something for people that are thinking about breaking up with somebody. I want you to remember this. In any separation, the one who loves the least says the most tenderest things. That's
what?
Right.
That's not true.
Yep. Because I don't care.
You just say get out. You don't say any tender things if you love the least.
You say tender things.
No, you do not.
Because you don't care. So you don't really
if you don't care, you're not going to say tender things. It sounds nice.
And on that note, we'll be back. You're listening to
The New News. What's up, everybody?
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVarandEben, on Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.
Feel for me. myself, how would let things get so far? If I could change things, I know we could do better.
With LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. News so new, it almost didn't happen. Celebrities, entertainment, and gossip.
What's up, everybody? It's LA. Welcome to the new news. We're back.
We're back.
You can't be as cool as me, Eben. You can only try.
I'm shaking my hair. What's up, everybody?
Eben, you acting like a real bitch right now.
He did get fitted for his dress today.
Oh!
The gold is on the side.
Oh! Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
Hey. Don't hate me. What we got, Eben? What
I thought we got to bleep out that B word, though.
No, we don't. You can say bitch on radio.
Can you? The PD said we can say it, so hey.
We can say that on radio.
What can't you say on radio?
I say that on live radio.
No.
Yes.
You can say that?
Yes.
FCC
won't. You could say bitch. You could say dick.
No.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're saying like Dick Cheney.
You could say the P word if you want.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I don't you know can. About that one. Here's why. As long as you say a word and it's not like if you're not using
derogatory.
It.
Derogatory.
No, as long as you're not using it. So like if you say suck mine, that's a absolute no. That's a fine. That's a bad situation. Mm. But you can like be like mad at somebody. Be like you're acting like a dick. You know, like you
I can say that.
Yeah, you can say that.
Wow, you can't say that in the music world.
Yeah, right. In secular music, I don't know.
But in
talk radio,
they get away with
you
everything.
You can get away with that.
Oh.
Yeah,
we can't get away with that.
Thanks for the information.
Hey, it's no problem, really. I'm just here to help you guys be better radio personalities.
Yeah, because you do have the number one radio show.
Sure, I do have
the number one show.
Yes, and my
so you would know.
That is true. I would know because we're very entertaining. Anyway, speaking of entertaining, can you entertain us with another story, Mr. Eben Dark Beard? Man, Gregory.
Yeah, I can.
The unicorn dude. Let's go.
Chris Bosh.
Oh, speaking of let's go.
He went out the other night for his birthday and celebrated, what is this, 29 years on Earth.
That's it.
Some young boys, man.
That's some young dudes, man. It's surprising. Like, I look at these football players. And I got to remind myself, like, wow, this guy's only, like, 24.
25. Yeah, 26, yeah.
You just assume that you're, you know.
I thought like, Chris Bosh was, like, 32 by now.
Mm-hmm, or L.A.'s age.
What a jerk.
But on audition in L.A.?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You're going to have to beat
that out.
Yeah.
Because I feel kind of offended with that
you
one.
You got real comfortable. Right there.
Can't say that on talk radio.
Nah, I can't say that. That one right there, you're going to have to bleep that one out.
Anyway, your boy, he goes out to celebrate his birthday at the South Beach Bamboo Nightclub with his wife and other people. Mm-hmm. He gets back home. He's ready to get topped off.
By his wife.
Or whoever else is there.
Oh,
hey, dumb.
Or one of the guys, maybe.
Okay. You know what?
He goes to put his jewelry up, and guess what he realizes?
He don't have it.
He don't have his jewelry. He's been robbed.
What do you mean? How do you not know you've been robbed?
That's right. He got home and found out his house had been burglarized.
Oh, okay.
thieves made off with an estimated $350,000.
That was an inside job.
In jewelry from the Miami Heat star. That's right.
Set up.
No, that's what I
numerous set up. Watches are missing. Rings and things and purses were missing. There was no sign of forced entry at the boss home, but authorities are interviewing housekeepers and checking with anyone to see who has had recent access into his house.
Mm-hmm. Somebody knows that
somebody
code.
Somebody who knows the code.
The code. Then.
The gardener, maybe.
And knew they were leaving.
Somebody. It's the inside.
That's inside.
Definitely.
It was no forced entry.
Have you had that happen to you, Donna?
Inside job?
Yes.
Of robbery? No. But I've known people who have.
Really? Mm-hmm. Has anybody execute an inside job on you outside of in your house?
Wow.
No. Tesla. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Tesla. Tesla.
What about break you, even Gregory? Inside jobs on you?
Whoa. Yeah, one day.
That's kind of funny. Whoa. Yeah, one day.
Yeah. One day.
You and Chris Bosh.
Oh.
Hey. I think the cable guy stole a pair of my glasses. Hmm? A bomber came through, put the cable in.
Did he top you off?
Oh, he put the cable in.
Oh, oh my gosh.
He put the cable in.
Oh, man. She was. I'm gonna end mine right there.
Never mind.
Yeah. Donna, let me tell you something.
You're gonna get topped
off in a minute. Tell you that right now.
Wow.
I don't want to tell my story anymore.
What's up, everybody?
Donna, don't support Donna. Donna, do not support them. Stay on my team. Stay on my team, Donna. Don't let the loud. Don't let the loud.
Oh man. Well, you know what? I think the takeaway for them story is, the next time you decide to bury some treasure, do it at the bank.
So whenever you want to wear your jewelry, just go get it out of safety deposit box.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad idea at all. You know, I had a $100,000 watch stolen.
Really? Was it? You had it in the show,
and
though,
and
right?
A $60,000 matching bracelet, all
stolen
diamonds
from the house.
Rolex from my house.
Somebody you knew did.
Somebody I knew.
You had it in short, though, right?
Easy. Yeah, it wasn't short.
You got the check.
That's
back?
Why I never trip off that type of stuff. I'm insured. I'm legit.
I think it's hurtful in a situation like
that's,
you just said because
that's
it's somebody you know. You know
hurtful.
It's somebody.
Let me tell you. I had. Let me tell you something. At one point, I was getting like electronics, right?
Mm.
And I worked with this one guy that worked for this like really good electronics company, and they could get new electronics in from overseas before it was ever released here. Like I had a MacBook. Right, I had 5 MacBooks before they were even released in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, I ended up with 2. I had this one little screen. Like, you know, there was a point in time when those MacBooks, right before they came out, it was a fad where people were using small laptops. Like, mm-hmm. It was like the fad, right?
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
get a small laptop
right.
And move around with it, right? And I had one. It was so matter of fact, one that I had received had. Whatever the writing was in the place where I bought it from, right?
Right.
This is how I figure out it got stolen from me. Is I had it all registered, everything like, you know, the ID on the computers and mm-hmm. stuff like that is all registered. Something happened to the computer and the person that bought it wanted to figure out if there was a warranty on it.
Oh, wow.
So they emailed me.
Like,
I was like, well, where'd you get my effing computer from
Ooh.
To begin with? And they were like, we bought it on Craigslist.
Wow, that's heavy.
So they were not only taking my S, they were taking it and they were putting it on Craigslist. I kicked everybody out. That was when I thought I was Dr. Dre.
Well, yeah, people living in your house?
I had dudes living. Oh, okay. Like, but they was my boys
right.
that I grew up with.
But see, that's the
and
problem.
And we was
there.
Doing music.
Along with your people.
They was doing music. No, you, I was single, dude. Oh, okay, I was rocking and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No. Uh-huh.
And like you said, that's what made it bad. You knew who they were.
Yeah, I know who it was.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly who it was, but somebody I know that who you knew. Was.
Oh.
Like I caught one of these little N words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a one percenter, so I'll say N words.
Yeah, I say that too. N words.
I caught one of these N words.
It was N word plural.
N word.
N word. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, but when you speak in a one in that term, you do say it plurally. Though. Right. Yeah, you know, you use the plural N-word version plural. Of it, like this N word plural.
That's what I was saying.
Right. He did take one of my chains, and he was like, "Oh, you know, Var, let me borrow it. Da da da. This and that, young boy." I was like, "Man, dude was hot." I mean, he could have been a mainstream rapper, like kind of like the Fabulous type flow, could go big time, right?
Oh, I'm gonna tell you a funny story about Chris Samuels too. But go ahead.
Okay, I'm interested in that. So, so he takes my chain and he goes back to Pittsburgh. He's moving around. I'm like, so when you gonna return my chain? That's white gold chain is. It's a long one too, like it's one of them long, back when long ones was, you know, and style. And he was like, "Man, I'm gonna give it back to you." So it's just like persisted for like months. And I'm like, "Dude, something ain't right. Where the F is my chain?"
He sold it.
He done sold my chain because he didn't got caught up.
He told me
what happened was he owed it. Listen, and I. Of course, I had left that community, of course, you know, because I got money. So I totally left that community. But he had some work that he didn't get the money to.
Oh.
And so he used my chain as collateral.
Okay.
Well, he said collateral.
Payment.
But, of course it was payment. So... He just blew smoke up your
pants leg, and he just
give me your story. I'm interested. Your story,
what, Chris?
Yeah,
yo, my man used to do. Speaking of rappers,
yep,
my man used to produce, and somehow he got hooked up with Chris Samuels. Guy's name was Cup producer. So he had this other dude named Cold Cheese. Yeah, this other guy named Cold Cheese that was the rapper.
Cold Cheese.
Cooley High. So Chris was going to be finances when he, I guess, was trying to figure out what he wanted to do. And so we would go out to his townhouse in, what was it, Ashburn?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. We go over there and then we listen to music and all this stuff, and then Chris was supposed to be financing the whole deal. Anyway, long story short, the whole thing fell through. But after that, the rapper, speaking of being crazy, he decided he was going to go and say he was Chris Sam. He went to the bank. See what happened? The rapper got off the dippers. And just got dipped out, and he was dipset all the way. And next thing you know, he went to the bank. He had stolen some of Chris's paperwork.
Opened up his own bank account. And ran up some credit.
And some more stuff.
That's heavy. Wow.
That's identity theft.
Yeah. That's heavy.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
On a brighter note.
What's the jewelry here?
Gee.
What, on the
Chris Bosch?
We just said it.
What?
We didn't say it?
No.
We were talking about jewelry. You never gave.
Are you
jewelry.
In the soft today?
No.
He's on the dippers.
I said the next time you want to bury some treasure,
it was so long
I'll go to
ago.
The bank. That go was like to the bank.
It was about an hour ago.
Yeah, that was a long time.
Yeah. Well, gee whiz, what do you want? More jewelry after that?
We need follow up jewelry.
He did say that.
I did say that.
That was his jewelry. He did give it to us.
I gave it to you.
What?
Ew.
Okay.
I gave it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm thrown off. Do we have time for another story?
Yeah, you got one more story, brother.
You got one more in you.
Don't know about that coming.
I don't know what the heck is wrong with you guys.
Oh, y'all waiting for me to get the story?
Yes.
I thought we were having a seance. So
he's got
a
Welcome Home Abdul gear on.
Hey, Abdul's home, baby.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
We're going
shout
down
out
to DC. What is that place? DC Live? What was the name of that
DC
joint?
Live.
No, H2O. We're going down to H2O right now.
It's not even anymore. There anymore.
I know, but we're going to sit out front. Maybe a show up in his face.
It's a tennis court now.
Yeah. Oh, it's a tennis
it's
court?
It's a tennis stadium now.
Oh, my God. Hey, Abdul, if you're listening, man, holla.
Why?
Anyway, speaking of hollering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holla, holla.
Way to get out of there.
Them folks at ESPN have been hollering at Lamar Odom and his wife, Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, they have.
Because they have a fake charity.
Okay.
And they just got caught.
They just got caught. LeVar has been. LeVar,
that extreme
precision has been collecting money all across the country for kids. No, they got a charity called Kathy's Kids, and it's supposed to help raise money for cancer-related causes. You know, his mother died of stomach cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after that, he funded this or started this new charity called Kathy's Kids. Well, he has raised about $2.5 million since 2004 for his charity. Guess how much
guess
that
guess
money?
Guess
her.
Skinkle.
What's up, everybody? I can always get out of
guess
that. What's
guess
up, everybody?
What's going to go again? What's going to go to?
Morehouse.
No, you gotta say,
Morehouse.
Sheesh.
Guess her how much of
guess
her how much of that money.
He said children.
Yes, sir. That money didn't go to where it was supposed to be going.
The children.
Oh, man.
Hey, Rudy. Hey, Rudy. Anytime we go from
boss.
He's head toward the gun line, boss.
That was straight field.
He said Trurins earlier. You missed that.
Trurins.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so
speaking of,
how much of that money raised went towards the charities?
Zero.
Help me understand.
You just took your shoes off?
Yeah, of course.
Because he has to understand. Yes, can't speak with
told you I was just working on that football field. I didn't know they was going to have me coaching. They had me out that joint with some Timberlands on coaching, man. I was doing it, too.
The furry Jones, too.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah.
Hey, well, that's the story. I don't have that now.
Where's the free jewelry?
I don't even have no free jewelry. That's it.
Morehouse. They need to call it Less House. People that leave from Less House say the money's.
All I know is he's in hot water.
Is
in fact,
really?
It got to the point. These clowns started selling their own clothes.
They took it off eBay, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Quit fashion and Herbie.
That's heavy.
I'm trying to understand, though. If they're making so much money and Kim Kardashian got these people making so much money, what are they hustling to sell stuff for?
Because they ain't got no money. The mom
maybe
got
they
the
don't
money.
Really have as much money as they're, you know.
Well, I mean, what else do you do with that
I
kind
mean,
of stuff?
I mean, him alone with his NBA contracts got money. Come
Yeah. I'm just saying.
But he spends his money on Skittles.
And she got money? Well, yeah, because he had to get a whole new mouth.
Girl,
that's expensive.
Yeah. But, you know,
that's
hey, what else you going
to
do with the clothes?
Yeah,
he's not going
to
give it away. Right? I mean, if you
why
got,
everybody hating on Drake for that song started from the bottom?
Because he ain't start from no bottom.
Because he's from a wealthy family.
So what?
What's the bottom?
The bottom
he started from
he
the bottom.
He only had two cars. Now he has
started
six.
From the bottom of the rap game.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Why is everybody hating on that light-skinned man?
No. There's a lot of unrest in the light skin community right now.
Well, because we're in style and we'll never.
But you're not light skin, first of all.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's unrest in the light skinned community because us dark skinned people.
Penn State.
Well, that's Pittsburgh. That's Pittsburgh. I can turn on Penn State very quickly and start speaking as though we're not doing a show together. You're saying what because of that Les Brown? Les House. I'm thinking Morris Brown.
Les Brown.
I'm thinking Les House.
What just happened?
I have no idea. You know what?
I think it's time for us to go.
This is a show full of jerkisms.
She weird.
Very entertaining. Thanks for having me.
Take us to break, Donna.
No,
this is
a break.
This is
a break.
This is
you can't come into any show
without
taking the break.
The show's
over.
There's no more break.
The show's over. Sorry that I was late. That's Donna Briggs. That's Hercules, Hercumite. And that is Eben Gregory. And I am LeVar Arrington. And we form the crew that brings you.
Now say it, Eben. Say it.
What's up, everybody?
The new news. Make sure.
Did you say on steroids?
New news is not celebrity news on steroids. That's even
so. What's the new news? Is that on? What is that? Coke? Well, I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Are you on coke? No. That would be the only way the new news is on coke.
What
is
it on?
Welcome to the new news where Donna Briggs is on coke.
Dance songs.
Start eating people's faces off.
All right.
Among other things.
Everybody enjoy yourselves. I'm getting the hell out of here. I came late and I'm getting out of here early. Y'all be good, be well. Check out Eben Gregory. God. Check out Donna Briggs and Eben doing their show. Check out Hercules on the. You still do the cool out, right? They changed the name. What's the name?
What's the cool out?
We don't have a name anymore.
Okay, check out Hercules late night on PGC and on weekends on XM Radio. And obviously, you can catch me on The Fan 2-7 weekdays. All right, y'all be good. We'll catch up to you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVar and Eben, on Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.